This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. The bowling alley in Roseau was owned by Clarence and Marvelline Stites during my childhood. Since they were usually referred to as Ma and Pa Stites, I thought their story might be a good one to read leading up to Mother's Day. Jean Peterson submitted this story to the Roseau County Heritage Book published by the Roseau County Historical Society in 1992. Marvelline was born in Brinkley, Arkansas, July 7, 1925, attended school in McCrary, Arkansas until she was married. Clarence was born in rural Clear Lake, Iowa, February 23, 1918, attended Ventura, Iowa school, graduated with honors in 1937, was pitcher on the Iowa State High School Championship baseball team. He lettered in basketball and went to state tournament. He spent 2 years in CCC camp. Ma and Pa were married in Augusta, Arkansas on April 4, 1941, came back to Iowa and farmed 4 years, and bought a farm at Rose Creek, Minnesota in 1946, farmed for 14 years, and due to Pa's polio earlier, had to give up farming and went into bowling and built a bowling lanes in Adams, Minnesota. In 1961, bought the lanes in Roseau and did business there for 16 years, where they built up the bowling game to the top. Ma and Pa always catered to school kids and kids of all ages. They would close up at 2 o'clock in the morning and open up again at 7:30 a.m. for the school classes. They always had time for the young people. Pa and Ma bought an island in Canada in Whitefish Bay at Nestor Falls, Ontario in 1965, and Pa built the cabin all himself while Ma ran the bowling lanes. Ma worked 9 years for the Women's World Bowling Tournament as scorekeeper and computer operator. Ma and Pa had 3 children, Ted in Galveston, Texas, Jean Peterson at Roseau, and Betty in Medford, Oregon. They have 12 grandchildren, Lisa, Lynn, Larianne Peterson, Jennifer, Eddie, Andrew, Matthew, and Catherine Stites, Jim, Fred, Steve, and Joyce Seemers. Also, 1 great-grandson, Jerry Seemers, at the time this story was written. In 1977, the bowling alley was sold. This article appeared in the Roseau Times Region of September 1, 1977. Dale Amundson, Roseau, has purchased Ma and Pa's lanes in Roseau and has been remodeling and refurbishing the business, getting it ready for the September 12th opening of League Bowling. Amundson has been painting and changing arrangement of facilities and has also completely refinished the alleys. He plans remodeling of the basement in the future and will determine another use for that facility, he reports. Lighting is also being changed in the bowling alley to make improvement. He takes over officially as of September 7th. Ma and Pa plan 2 days of appreciation bowling on September 5th and 6th, and the alleys will then be available for open bowling until the 12th, when league bowling begins. Amundson will be devoting full time to his new business, he tells the Times Region. He called the business Ami's Lanes. Mr. Amundson ran the bowling alley for almost 22 years. In November of 1998, a contract for deed was signed by Nick Zagoni, and in the spring of 1999, he took over the operation. In the Roseau Times Region issue from October 16, 1999, the family is introduced to the community. He had been making changes and giving the bowling alley a new coat of paint, with plans for having more food available. He bought the bar next door in 2009. It had once belonged to his grandfather, Johnny Johnson, and was known as Johnny's Bar at that time. Mr. Zagoni's uncle, Jack Stone, owned the bar from 1962 to 1974, when he sold it to Lee Olson, followed by Marlon Nelson. Now that bar has a hallway open to the bowling alley and provides lots of good food to patrons. Thanks to Roseau County Museum, Mr. Amundson, and Mr. Zagoni for helping with me with dates for this story. And thanks to Wild 102 for this time to share our county stories.